This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jersey Joe just sent me this. I've got other things to talk about, but I want to throw this in just because I've seen this before, but I just have to mention it. This is a repost sent by a Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office. Make sure I'm saying that right. It says, we do not normally participate in these types of social media posts, but figured it could not hurt this time. He says it's borrowed from someone else as well. And there's a list of questions. I'll read a few. Where'd you grow up? Favorite color? Pet's first name? Street you grew up on? And so on. And here's the answers to each one of these questions. Stop giving people your personal info to guess your password and security questions. In other words, stop filling these out. I'm still amazed how many times on social media I run across these where somebody has actually taken the time to fill these things out, and then they put it on their feed and ask again. And I just, I don't respond because I don't want to be that guy. I almost feel like responding, please stop doing this. You're just giving people your personal info. But I kind of figure that they've probably already been told that, but they've chose to do it anyway. So am I really going to accomplish anything by being the jerk in the group that says so? I mean, at some point, somebody has to. So, Joe, thanks for the reminder. I appreciate it. Speaking of bad choices, we have a list of bad bills that are going through the Golden Dome here in Colorado as we speak. I'll do my best to run through these as quickly as I can. I may take two segments to do this, but let's get started. HB 241017, Bill of Rights for Foster Youth. This bill purportedly aims to protect foster youth, risks marginalizing foster families who don't adhere to transgender ideology. Unfortunately, it's already passed the House, raising concerns about its potential impact. In other words, because of where we are here in a very, very blue state, will it be passed by the Senate? Will Governor Polis sign it? Wouldn't surprise me, because he's already talked about how we're a safe haven for the transgender youth of America. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what Governor Polis would say. HB 241039, non-legal name changes. Mandating public schools to accommodate students' preferred pronouns and concealing transitioning information from parents. This bill poses significant parental rights and educational concerns. Regrettably, it advanced to the third reading in the House. Again, these are non-legal name changes that mandate public schools accommodate these students and their preferred pronouns, and by the way, never have to tell the parent. I can't think of a time ever, especially looking back on my youth, whereby if you did something your parents didn't like, the school would be on your side. I grew up in a time where if I did something my parents didn't like, the school was the first to tell them. I.e., so-and-so was caught smoking in the bathroom, or so-and-so was caught doing this, or so-and-so was caught doing that. Yeah, parents always got called in on those things. There was no pass. By the way, that wasn't me. I never smoked, and I never wanted to smoke, so that for sure wasn't me. But were there other things that you would do where your parents had to be called in? Yeah, absolutely. That's the age I grew up in. You know, so-and-so was caught cheating on something or other. yeah, your parents got told. Never can I remember a time where you wanted to do something and it was kept from your parents. But now we're going to have a law, if we're not careful, that mandates public schools do exactly that. HB 241040, gender-affirming healthcare provider study. Presented as a study, the bill could incentivize medical facilities to facilitate life-altering procedures for children, raising ethical and medical concerns. In other words, we'll allow doctors to be butchers on kids. All in the name of a study. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what this is saying. If I'm wrong, somebody tell me, but that's not what this says. Gender-affirming healthcare provider study. HB 241071. Name change to confirm gender identity. Kind of goes along with 1039. Allows incarcerated individuals to change their legal names based on their gender identity. This bill raises questions about its practical implications and potential misuse. Yeah, in other words, you're in the men's gym, or sorry, you're in the men's prison, not gym. Sometimes I think of gym as prison, Charlie, so that's, I guess that's why I said that. But you're in the men's jail, prison, and you want it easier. Well, wouldn't it be easier to become a female? To be a male prisoner in a female prison, wouldn't that be easier? I don't want to go to prison, period, but I would think that a female prison would be easier. Surrounded by females versus surrounded by males. And we've all seen the movies and different things that happen in prison. I don't have to get into the things that happen. No, I don't want to go to prison. Always kind of been at the top of my list, by the way. Two things I've said this before, but two things my dad instilled to me from a very early age. I guess three. Always have a job. Always have a roof over your head. And never go to jail. Those things resonate with me big time. Always have a job, always have a roof over your head, and never go to prison. Yep, those are still pretty high on my priority list, even today. HB 241353, this bill would require gun merchants, we're going to get into some of the gun bills now, gun merchants to obtain a state permit in addition to their FFL license, their federal firearms license. The permit will cost $400, and the state will be permitted to increase the fee annually. In other words, how much? This will add to the financial burden of doing business in an industry that is already struggling due to the plethora of existing restrictions. After having its committee hearing delayed by the snowstorm on Thursday, this bill's new hearing date has not been scheduled yet. It will be. This is adding on another layer of bureaucracy that doesn't need to be there, but that's what happens. Elections have consequences. This is what happens when you have a blue-run state. All right, I've got several more of these on the gun side of things. I will wait and do that as soon as we come back from our break. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. And once again, don't forget, $100 off right now of anything plumbing related when you call Hi-Fi. Now, as I say, anything related, commercial, residential, could be a sewer line, could be the line going to the street, could be the septic line going out. It could be a lift station issue that you have going on at home or at your business. It could be a water issue that's, you need something changed around. You want to add a faucet. You need something replaced. You want to change out a toilet. You name it. Anything plumbing related, yes, they will take care of you, including doing a full inspection of your current plumbing system, letting you know thereby what might be coming down the road. $100 off any of those services, 877-WE-HIGH-5. Hi-Fi Plumbing again, 877-WE-HIGH-5. If you forget that, by the way, which is easy to remember, but if you forget that, go to klzradio.com and just look for Hi-Fi Plumbing there. But again, 877-WE-HIGH-5. Veteran Windows and Doors, Dave was with us at 3 o'clock today, by the way. 45% off entry doors is his deal right now, and he'll install those at his cost. So 45% off and the install at his cost. That's Veteran Windows and Doors. Find Dave today at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors believes you are smart to get multiple bids for your windows and doors before you sign any contract. Dave Bancroft, the owner of Veteran Windows and Doors, is confident he will surpass his peers in installation, customer service, and warranties, as well as the fairest prices. Dave hears people complain about the large window and door companies' empty promises with not servicing their needs and lack of knowledge about the products. Veteran Windows and Doors' commitment is to ensure that their customers know exactly what they are buying, from window rating and efficiency levels to real price comparisons, and they always respond to their customers within 24 hours. Wait to sign a contract until you get your final bid from Veteran Windows and and doors and work with a company that values integrity and stands behind their work and product, guaranteed. Veteran Windows and Doors. Find them at klzradio.com/windows.
All right, Bruce Simmons is next. He's a reverse mortgage professor. If you need a question answered on a reverse mortgage, he'll have the answer. 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage is not the impossibility you once thought, if you're properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage expert, Bruce Simmons, can uniquely provide the expertise and advice that you need to eliminate your mortgage payment and do what you've always doubted could be done, give you more cash flow. Of course, you still need to pay your own property taxes and insurance, but eliminating your principal and interest payment will allow you to live a more financially comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. By calling Bruce to help you get this going now, you can move forward before additional rate increases take effect, and he can always help you go back and get more money when interest rates start to ease. Don't assume. Call the expert we trust for real and honest advice about your reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons today at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Somebody was just saying a moment ago on the text line, too, that when I got trouble in school, it was worse when I got home. Yeah, I was kind of in that same household. I think we were raised very much the same way. Really quick also, going back to our financial discussion last hour, somebody texted in and said, have your financing in place before you walk onto the dealer's lot. Makes it easier to negotiate and to walk if they don't want to negotiate. Thank you, by the way, for that. That's very much the case. And then I'll talk about this next one here in just a moment before we move on. Next bill, talking about bad bills. The next one, SB24-066. This bill would require credit card and debit card transactions between customers and licensed firearm dealers to be marked with a distinct code, allowing the government to track who is making legal firearms purchases. In other words, currently all transactions, because it's a way for the credit card companies to track things. It's also a way for those of you that use some of these services the credit card companies have, in especially the business side, to track where certain purchases go. Was this medical? Was this, you know, dining out? Was it groceries? Was it car related? Whatever. You can categorize those things. Well, what they want to do now is categorize gun and ammo purchases as well. It's scheduled for a House Business Affair and Labor Committee hearing on March 21st at 1:30 p.m. However, the sign-up page is not currently allowing people to sign up to testify about this bill. And these folks that sent me this have reached out to the House Business Affairs and Labor Committee to try and resolve the issue. And with every one of these bills, by the way, yes, please reach out to your elected legislator and let them know your feelings on each and whether they should vote for or against. And some of you that have Democrats in your area, like I do, good luck, but you can still make the phone call. HB 24-1348. This bill would require any firearm left in a vehicle to be stored in a locked, hard-sided case out of plain view or in a locked trunk, promoting this measure after killing a bill that would have increased the penalty for thefts of firearms proves that the anti-gun politicians intend to treat victims as criminals and criminals as victims, and I can't argue with that. So this is another bad bill. On top of that, we've got SB 24-003. This bill would allocate millions of dollars to the CBI, Colorado Bureau of Investigation, to create a gun police task force to enforce unconstitutional gun control policies like the mandatory three-day waiting period. It passed through the Senate yesterday on 3/15, so this is a couple of days old, and will now go to the House. SB 1174 would increase the requirements to obtain a concealed carry permit. Now, I wanted to do this one last because Frank Francone, who's been joining us on occasion because he's got a great seminar that's coming up at the end of the month, and we put a link up on that. I believe Frank was on with us last Thursday, which he was. It's Pistols and Pizza. It's a straightforward shooting RushToReason.com. And you can actually go to one of those seminars and learn all about these things, what's coming down the pike, what you can do to protect yourself against these things if, in fact, they do pass. So pistols and pizza, I would highly suggest straightforward shooting that you go take one of the seminars. It's $10 is all. Anyways, the bill would increase the requirements to obtain a concealed carry permit. After passing through the House on March 11th, it was introduced in the Senate yesterday, 3:15, and assigned to the Senate State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee. So that's where that one's at when it comes to the concealed carry permit changes, proposed changes. HB 24-1349, this is an excise tax on firearms and ammunition. Excise taxes, such as those commonly levied on cigarettes and marijuana, are what we refer to as sin taxes. But gun ownership is a right, not a wrong. This bill is scheduled for the House Finance hearing on March 25th at 1:30. This will be interesting to see where this goes. I would not be shocked to see it pass. And what they're trying to do is, if they can't keep you from owning a gun any other way, they'll just tax you to death. They'll stop you from buying it by taxing you. Now, again, much like sin taxes on cigars, cigarettes, and alcohol, tobacco and alcohol, will it stop people from buying it? Probably not. They'll just pay more. And in turn, the money that they collect won't go where it's supposed to either. It's always the way it is. So those are the bad bills, by the way. There's a lot of them. And we will keep you abreast of these as time goes by. Why are these important, by the way, especially the gun bills? Joe sent me this. He captioned this, why you need to teach your daughter to shoot. I would say this is why you need to own and carry firearms. In Chicago, one day after being released from prison, on parole, after serving 15 years, Crisetti Brand, I think I'm saying that right, Crisetti Brand, went to the home of his ex-girlfriend who had a lifetime protection order against him. He killed her 11-year-old son as he was trying to protect his mother from the attack. The mother was also seriously injured in the attack. Joe says, how differently might the situation have turned out if the mother had owned a gun and been trained on how to use one? All the more reason why, if these laws pass, I say it all the time, I know it's a cliche, but when you outlaw guns, only the outlaws have them. Something the left hasn't figured out. Well, I shouldn't say that. Yes, the left knows that. They don't care. The left doesn't care if everything turns into lawlessness. Keep in mind, that's what they want. They'll tell you that's not what they want, but really it's what they want. And those of you listening that are on the left, prove me wrong. Give me one example of laws or things you've done that have changed that. All of your laws and things that you pass make it worse, not better. Everything you do makes it worse, not better. Everything from defund police to early parole to on down the line we go to taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. Because again, the only buddy that pays attention to these laws are those that actually abide by them. The thugs, the gang members, and so on, do you think they care about what gun control measures are out there? They could care less. In a lot of cases, they're not supposed to own one anyways, but yet they do. In this case, he's a felon. He's not supposed to own a gun. He's not supposed to be able to even be a threat to anyone else, but yet he is. I'm talking about the guy from Chicago. But that happens all the time, by the way. It is not hard for a convicted felon to buy a gun, by the way, even though it's already illegal to do so. So the left would love to make you think that these gun control laws actually help people, but at the end of the day, it only harms the good citizens that actually abide by the law and want to do what's right. It does nothing to keep guns out of the hands of those that would use them illegally and in a way that they shouldn't. So again, despite what the left will tell you, that's not how they view things. Dell's next. Dell, go ahead.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. All these sin taxes are going to do is drive the public to buy stuff out of state.
Very true, Dell. Good point on that as well. You're absolutely right. 100%.
You know, because I know New York a while back was all really upset because, you know, over the cigarette taxes because they were losing millions of dollars because the people were going to the reservation to buy cigarettes.
Yep, good point. On top of it, that's how the one guy in New York died. He was selling Lucy's. He was taking cigarettes out of the pack and just selling singles.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that you end up with.
down, because I got a friend who lives in Mesquite, Nevada. They can go down to the reservation and buy a carton of cigarettes for about $30.
Oh, yeah, bootleg them in. Good point. Yeah, great point, Del. No, you bring up a great point that, again, these are things that, well, and again, Del, I say this, you think the other side doesn't know this. Actually, they do. They just don't care. That's the ultimate thing. They don't care.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and it's like me. I can't buy a gun in handgun in Colorado because I don't have a Colorado ID.
Oh, good point. No, you cannot. You're absolutely right.
And but why would I go? If I buy one in Colorado, they got to ship it up to the state that I'm registered in and send it to a gunsmith up there.
Yeah, why bother? Just go there and buy it.
Yeah, exactly.
Great point.
And the tax money that I pay on is going to go to a decent... It's going to actually go to the state instead of the pocketbook, the pockets of the politicians.
Great point. No, all you're going to do is force things out of state, thereby hurting the very merchants that provide it now, Del.
Yeah?
Absolutely. 100%. Del, I appreciate that. You're spot on. I cannot add anything to that. He's exactly right. It will just change the way people do things. It's not going to eliminate it at all. Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith wants to help you with your financial future, much like we were talking to Jarrett earlier last hour, I should say. Get all of your financial questions answered directly by Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial, 303-744-1128.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms, whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. Find out what rates are today. In fact, we're going to talk to Kurt here in about a half an hour, and I'll find out. But in the meantime, call him directly, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, Dave Hart was talking to Dave today. Some things that this storm just brought are potential leaks because of the way the snow fell, how much moisture was in it, and the fact that you may have had some areas that weren't totally sealed up prior. And if you found a leak, take some pictures, video, get with Dave as soon as you can. 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
All right, Premier Home Remodels is next. If you've been putting off that kitchen remodel, don't delay. Call them today. Premier Home Remodels. Find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning your summer kitchen renovation now with Premier Home Remodels. They will bring ideas and concepts to your doorstep instead of you having to do the research on your own. They will closely review your individual needs to customize the space for what your family needs now and into the future. Premier Home Remodels will design your remodel exactly the way you want while tying in the necessary detail and adjustments you might not even think about. Their high level of standard is ingrained within their company to ensure that every detail is planned at the front end to determine the scope on the back end. They give you the premier process with premier quality without the premier price point. Premier stands by having a third of the price tag as other competing remodeling companies. Details drive success. So, work with the high quality, fair pricing, design build team at Premier Home Remodels. Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And we are back, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard joining us now. March Madness, is it upon us now, Richard?
It is. Well, I was actually explaining it to my oldest as I was taking him to school today, and he's like, you know, Dad, I know why they call it March Madness. And I said, why is that? He says, well, because when the teams lose, they get mad. I said, well, that makes sense.
Can't argue that one.
Logical, I guess.
Can't argue that one.
But yes, March Madness is upon us. We are in arguably the best month in terms of just not calendar month, but in terms of, you know, I guess from now through middle of April, one of the best, maybe not the best month, but one of the best months of the entire year, Dad, right? Because you got March Madness, and then here in about a month, you got the Masters.
True.
Which is awesome.
True. And baseball's firing up. There's all sorts of things going on right now.
Well, you know, let's not get too carried away with baseball, as you and I don't anyway.
Others do.
I know. But yes, March Madness, Dad, the NCAA tournament kicked off, I guess not kicked off yesterday, but they released the final brackets yesterday,
okay,
or the initial brackets, and then, which is exciting because you've got Colorado State's playing tomorrow night in a play-in game, and the they're playing on what is it here? Let me think here. Oh, and then CU is playing on Wednesday night. And here's the deal. They're play-in games, quote-unquote, Dad, but they're not really play-in games because you're already in the tournament. You get money for being in the tournament.
Okay.
Or for in the tournament. So really there's not a whole lot of things, you know, kind of going on in that regard. But, yeah, it is March Madness. It's an exciting time of the year for any of the teams, right? And, yeah, in the brackets, Dad, like you mentioned, which – This is one of the biggest years for, or times of the year for gambling. And
it is. I've got an article that came in today talking about how people bet on their, you know, their underdog. Is it really the good way to do it? Is that the way to bet and so on? And I'm, you know me, Richard, I don't gamble, so I'm not a betting man at all. But a lot of people do, even if it's just a dollar in the office pool bet, trying to figure out, you know, how the brackets are going to lie out. And what are the odds of somebody getting a perfect bracket? It's millions to one or something, isn't it?
I think it's quintillion.
Okay. So it's huge, right? It's a big number.
It's excessive, yeah. Odds of perfect. There we go. Let's see. Perfect and sealed bracket. There's a lot of zeros. 2 to the 63rd power.
Wow.
You're not. 9.2 quintillion.
Yeah. In other words, it just doesn't happen very often, does it?
It doesn't happen very often, Dad. Let's see here.
So it's one in 120 billion, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And basically, I think you have obviously better odds of...
probably winning the lotto or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like getting struck by lightning, too. I mean, so, yeah, basically, odds aren't good. There's just so many different, you know, combinations, right? No one's ever gotten close. I mean, I said, like, usually, you know, brackets are busted within the first two or three rounds, you know, first two days almost, right?
Because
it's all day Thursday.
Right.
All day Friday, which, by the way, and yes, this occurs at your offices, too. This is, like, the most unproductive days of office work in the entire year. I mean, outside maybe the day before Christmas, I guess you could argue, might beat it. But, you know, most people, you know, either TV or they've got them on the on their computer, you know, just kind of tuned into the games. And again, Dad, you don't even have to be a fan of these teams. It's just fun to go through, select teams, right? Maybe you want to select them based on their color. Maybe you want to select them based on their mascot. Maybe it's just based on... maybe you like the how it sounds, right? Maybe you like the St. Mary's Gales. That's literally a team out there. Maybe you like that team, right? And so people pick them in all sorts of different ways. It makes it fun. It makes it entertaining. It is the NCAA's single biggest revenue generator of the, obviously, of the entire year,
wow,
or however you want to argue it. You know, makes over, you know, billions of dollars.
Yeah, Scott Wiley just said they said this morning that $3 billion will be bet on March Madness. And for comparison, a group of researchers at the University of Hawaii estimated there's, I have no idea how they know this, 7.5 quintillion grains of sand on Earth. If we were to pick one of these at random and then give one, or then give you one chance to guess which one of the 7.5 quintillion grains of sand on the entire planet we had chosen, your odds of getting it correct would only be 23% better than picking a perfect bracket.
There you go. So you got a better odds of picking a grain of sand from the piece, from the, you know, from the entire,
from the planet than you do of picking a perfect bracket.
So yeah, in other words, it's never going to happen. It's fun. It's really exciting. You know, it gives teams, you know, these players, they get chances. They make names for themselves. They go on these runs for these fan bases. It's crazy and fun how they do it, how these games are stacked on each other. You know, they go from 11 in the morning to 11 at night. I mean, it is the perfect.
Yep. Okay, here's a question for you, because you maybe have studied this. I haven't. How much does work productivity for certain people go down during this time of year?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's one of the most Thursday and Friday of this week are some of the most unproductive days known to man.
Wow.
You know, like, that's just kind of how it's you know, divvy, or just how it settles, right? Because the games start early in the morning. They go through the afternoon. They don't get real exciting until, you know, about 1 or 2 o'clock. But you've got the anticipation leading up to that moment. You know, up to the games being played, and again, over $1 billion legally generated. And I guess gambling is legally now. So outside of that, like you say, you know, generated on the gambling. I'm surprised you haven't seen, you know, the NCAA sort of capitalize on some of this more, you know, some other gambling things, but they've got enough troubles right now, much less, you know, trying to figure out how to, you know, quantify gambling as being part of the OK code of, you know, student conduct or whatever it is these days for these student athletes. But ultimately, Dad, one of my favorite times of the year, although this will be the first tournament in a long time where Jim Nance is not calling it, Dad.
Wow.
It is. He took us, last year was his last one. He's basically now focused. He does a little bit of golf, right?
Okay.
Obviously the Masters,
yeah, uh-huh,
tournaments throughout the summer, and then obviously NFL football and such throughout the year there. And so kind of taking a step back. Not to say there's going to be a shortage. I don't know who they have stepping in his place. Kevin Harlan is always a fun announcer. But for those of you that are, you know, kind of used to tuning in and you hear that, you know, the famed voice there of Jim Nance, you will not be hearing that this year, which will be a little bit of a shock. Not necessarily a bad one, depending on your feelings. But I always thought Jim was great, and he kind of added a little bit of flair to it, Dad.
And, yeah, agree.
And something that's interesting to me, Dad, is obviously you've got, you know, the brackets, right? You've got the March Madness Challenge and all of that sort of stuff. But you and I like to talk about it on the show a lot, the business side of it. And I think there's two pieces, right? So each individual school, so let me backtrack real quick. The NCAA gives out what's called units in the tournament. So for making the tournament, just making it, every team gets a unit, which is about $2 million.
Okay.
Every win you get $2 million. Now, the key with these units is these units do not go to individual schools. Hmm. They go to their conferences, right? So, well, in the case of CU in Oregon, I think Washington State and Arizona for the Pac-12, well, all of those teams except for Washington State are leaving the Pac-12 right after this year. They're going to go to the Big 12 and the Big 10 respectively. In that case, let's say Arizona, right? Let's say they make a really big, a good run. They mm-hmm. make an additional, and this isn't counting, you know, winning the whole thing or whatever it might be. And you get more, you know, depending on the farther you go and stuff. But just generally speaking, $2 million for a win. Well, let's say, you know, all of these teams generate 15 or, you know, let's say $14 million for the conference.
Right.
That goes to the conference, which is now consists of Washington State and Oregon State. And so it's really kind of fascinating. Now, that gets paid out over the course of years, and it's not a kind of instantaneous thing. But it's kind of interesting to think about that CU, obviously you're playing right now, but it's going to be in the Big 12 next year, is really, if they do well, you know, even if they win a couple of games, they're rewarding the conference that they're leaving, which is just kind of tricky and funky, you know.
That is
again,
interesting.
Again, the NCAA at its finest there. But again, going kind of the business of it, it's why it's so big. And then you also, you know, because we've talked about in the spring or in the last fall, Dad, right? We talked about Prime at CU and
right.
and how well he's done and kind of the numbers that he's brought in as far as you know, new applications and students and things of that nature.
Oh, enrollment's up huge.
Enrollment. Well, the March Madness, the tournament, is another huge driver for enrollment. You several years ago, you've had Florida Gulf Coast, right? Kind of a random school. Can't believe that school is a Division I. They got a major influx of applicants to the school after they. I think they had a Final Four run, if I'm not mistaken. Several schools, I think there was a school in Chicago, you know, based in Chicago, and all of these schools get an influx and an increase in applicants and obviously ultimately students just because of the notoriety and sort of the, well, obviously the publicity that comes from making it to the Final Four. And so not only obviously is it fun for fans and it's exciting, you should sort of cheer for it because it's an increase in, you know, like obviously publicity.
Yeah.
For your school, which you and I talked about many,
yeah,
many times
good
before,
point.
And not sure there's any bad publicity that goes on it. But it's interesting, and it'll bring up, we'll talk about, you know, it more when we obviously kind of come back from our break here in a bit. But the idea, Dad, of obviously publicity and kind of bringing in some more money and such, well, that's becoming a pretty hot topic because of something you and I were talking about earlier,
yep.
which is simply student athletes, basically these players, right, for basketball and for football and everything else, becoming employees.
Right, being paid employees,
because, and we'll talk about this, right, there's NIL going on, right, which is name, image, and likeness. I just saw something because the transfer portal, which we sort of talked about that with CU, but it's, you know, it's essentially the time where you can move around if you're a Division I player, right? You can move from one school to the next. This is the time to do it, to jump in. It's kind of like free agency. Well, the going rate for a starting point guard, Dad, obviously this is in men's, that's a decent style, right? He can come in and start on your team, is $200,000 to $400,000.
Okay.
Just, and I only say that to say, how odd if I had told you this, you know, many years ago, that we would be talking about, quote-unquote, the going rate for these players.
Right.
And I would also argue, Dad, and when it comes to employees, and we'll talk about this a little bit when we come back, but that connotation of employee is a little bit different. And I do think it makes sense in some respects, which is, Dad, these guys aren't students much anymore, right? Like, they're not going to class in the traditional sense that, you know, I went to class, right? Or anyone
right.
else who attended college went to class, right?
Right.
Like, it's ultimately not a, you know, it's no longer a, well, it's not a, you're no longer a student. Yeah, you know, it's student athletes first and such. But with the bevy of online classes, the different options that are available, and Dad, let's just face it, right? If you're one of these top guys, you're not going to class.
No, you're not.
You're not taking your homework. You're being tutored, and it would not surprise me, and I have no firsthand knowledge of this. This is just you and I simply speculating. It would not shock me if there was someone designated to each, you know, player on the team to almost take their classes for them. it just when you get into the there's too much at stake, Dad. Right? There's too many dollars at stake for each of these in order. And I'm not saying that they're wasting their time on school, but yeah, when you're being paid 500 or maybe $1 million, right? Depending on who you are and your name, image, and likeness. If you go out and have a bad game because you had to stay up and study for a test.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So it'll be interesting. Good point. Again, I know when we come back, we're going to talk about it. But let's discuss a little bit more.
Okay, we'll do that. Before we go, listener texted, are you going to Bucky's tonight since it opened this morning?
Oh, man, I heard there was 400 people out there at 6 a.m. And I am not going today, but actually I have scheduled the family for this weekend.
Oh, there we go.
We are planning on going up there because we're only about 20 minutes away.
Good deal.
And we've tried to describe it, and I know you because you introduced me to the Bucky's experience. And I've tried to describe it to a number of people, and for those of your listeners that don't know, you just have to.
You have to experience it.
And I know you people are. And yes, I said you people. You're thinking, come on, Richard and John. This is a gas station we're talking about. But it's so much more.
It's not.
Is it not?
It is not a gas station. It is so much more, to your point.
Which, by the way, you think of a 7-Eleven, you know, gas station bathroom that you go into, and you wouldn't hardly.
It multiply everything at, you know. I don't know, we have these come and goes that are down here by the station, which are pretty fancy gas station for the most part. But take a come and go, take a come and go, and multiply it. And I'm not exaggerating, 100 times over.
This was going to be the largest Bucky's in the entire country at 74,000 square feet.
Wow.
However, it currently is. However, they're building a new one in Texas that's at 75,000. So we'll have to settle
still,
for a second.
74 to 75,000. You could literally say one of the largest Buc-ee's in the country.
Absolutely.
Wow. All right.
I think
very
the
cool.
gas station thing to say, hey, it's not a gas station bathroom.
Nope.
That you would expect.
It is not at all. It is very cool. All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations to service you. One of them up north, where Richard was just mentioning, up in Fort Collins, 1101 North College Avenue. The other one in Boulder. Find them both at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Broker specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, find them at klzradio.com. And if you had any problems with your furnace this last go-around in the snowstorm, give them a call today. Again, klzradio.com.
Cub Creek Heating and AC knows that solving your home's heating and cooling needs can be confusing. The energy industry can be complicated, and Cub Creek will help you navigate through it so you owe as little as possible. Denver is mostly served by a large power company, but many of the towns around it are served by smaller power companies, all with different policies and regulations. The team at Cub Creek understands these regulations so they can best advise you on what will save you the most. They walk customers through the options step by step, always keeping your overall net cost in mind. Most companies say they'll get you the biggest rebate, but sell you the most expensive equipment, so you lose money in the end. And Cub Creek isn't a commission-based company, so there's no chance you'll be upsold. They will give you all the options, and you choose how to proceed. Learn the facts and save money with Ream Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC today by going to klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, is your cybersecurity where it needs to be? Find out today, cyberguy.net. Talk to John Cannata, klzradio.com.
Imagine, you walk into your office in the morning, sit down at your computer, and find that your company's data has disappeared. All your files are gone. You can't log in. What do you do? Who do you call? Cyber guy John Cannata can defend your small or medium business against a ransomware attack and work within your company's budget, especially on the front end, before you're a victim. Even if you do everything that you know is right by not opening suspicious files, links, or attachments, you can still be a victim of a brute force attack. John, the cyber guy, knows that no business can fully protect itself without an expert's help. And if you are attacked, John can advise you on what to do after the fact. Don't expose your business to a ransomware attack. Contact John Cannata today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Susan at Premier Manufacturing says, "In the 2+ years I have been with Premier Manufacturing, my interaction with BES has been nothing but positive. When we have a service issue, they do their best to have someone sent out that same day, and the service people have always been friendly, efficient, and professional." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we're back. I looked it up too, Richard, really quick. A smaller Walmart is around 100,000 square feet, so that Buc-ee's is 3/4 of a small Walmart.
That's incredible. And again, folks, we cannot tell you this. I know you're.
And by the way, thinking, the bathrooms aren't like at Walmart either.
No, no, they're not. And basically, this, folks, they are some of the clean. That is their claim to fame. It is some of the cleanest restrooms you will ever go and see. So again, experience it. And then it's not a typical gas station, right? You walk in, there's some chips, there may be some medicine, maybe some of these fancier ones, Dad, right? You know, they've got like this fro-yo that they're selling, and you know, again, like you said, kind of some of these come and goes. There's just, so, again, imagine.
There's like stations to eat at when you go to Buc-ee's.
Yeah, yeah, there's actual little restaurants they have. I think they call them like their nuggets, right? The Buc-ee's nuggets, which are kind of good. They have the galoshes, I want to say, you know, kind of, they've got the, you know, the I think the sausage or something that sort of set up.
Just pierogies.
Really good stuff. So, yes, to answer your question or your listener's question, the plan is to go up there this weekend. So, yes, absolutely, I'm going to experience it.
All right,
so
really quick, we got about 4 minutes or so. Talk to us about paid employees, talking about these guys playing college sports, which is what they, which, by the way, I think is a really bad idea, but that's the direction some of these guys want to go.
Yeah, so that's kind of the thing that a lot of these people are fighting for, a lot of these athletes, I should say, is they want to be able to be employed, right, because they want to be able to join a union and collectively bargain,
right,
because they see, you know, these unions at the professional level bargaining all the, and they just think it gives them higher, you know, chances of, you know, higher wages and things like that. Well, you know, again, Dad, is you know, unfortunately for college kids, you're not fully thinking through, right? What is a union, what does an employee give you? Well, you probably, you know, depending on your state, you may have to, especially if you're collectively bargained, Dad, right? There's got to be a contract involved.
Right.
And if you don't honor that contract for some reason, there's usually outs, right? Maybe they can get rid of you. Maybe you're no longer on scholarship anymore, right? Maybe you get this wage, but then you get paid to, or maybe you have to pay your way through school. So then you have that, and then you have obviously additional taxable income, which that's a whole other topic for all this NIL stuff going on, Dad, that we can talk about at a later point in time. There's just, you and I were talking, there's just a lot more conditions on employment and a lot of things that happen as compared to being a student athlete. And
well, really quick, Richard, it's a lot like, and folks don't realize it, it's even different than a contractor versus employee. I mean, it's even further away than that. I mean, these guys are not thinking correctly and wanting to be employees for the college at all. Dumb.
Well, correct. And again, because then they can set different requirements on it. What are you required to do? And there's already requirements to an extent, right? You got to, you know, hold X point, you know, X amount of GPA, and you show up this. Well, there's limitations right now that the NCAA.
Yeah, but what if they decided, okay, you're now an employee and you're going to score at least this many, you know, baskets per game or this many yards per carry, or you're going to come to this many particular events on and off campus and blah, 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 blah. I mean, again, Richard, you start talking about forcing things upon them because you're now the employer. These kids don't know what they're asking for. Dumb.
You're 100% correct. And I was kind of alluding to this earlier. I have a speculation that obviously a lot of this isn't coming from the kids themselves. They think it might be, but, you know, it's really coming from I'll just say the greater powers that be that are they are advocating for this, and I'll just say it, some more left-leaning people that think this is a good idea, because you look at in sports media, and all of them think it's a great idea, right, for these athletes to become part of the union because they think it's
Well, really quick, what's happened, Richard, is because so many people think that they got the short end of the stick for far too long, which maybe they did, maybe they didn't. That's not what we're debating. But the reality is because of that feeling, now these guys are coming to the occasion, I guess you could say, saying, oh, yeah, not only should they be paid, but now they need to be employees.
Correct. And that's, again, there's just a lot of things to consider that not a lot of people are considering. And ultimately, and I know we got to run here shortly, Dad, but it's going to be, well, it's going to be a negative impact on everything but basically two sports, the money-generating sports, which is football and men's basketball.
Yep.
And that's not to say that some of the top women's programs don't generate money, right? You've got Caitlin Clark, arguably one of the best players, men or women, in the history of college basketball playing right now. And even then, I guarantee if you look at their Iowa's, you know, traveling and all of their different expenses, they will lose money this year. I think I told you LSU, who they won the national championship last year, had one of the top women's teams in the country. Lots of recognizable names on there for a lot of different people. Their football team obviously sells out their stadium. Outside of men's basketball and football, the entire athletic department as a whole lost money.
Yep.
It was the same story up here in Boulder at
yep.
CU, right? And we talked about it when the budget came out and kind of all the different facts and such. And so if they become employees, Dad, and these schools have to pay these kids to do stuff, well, why would you pay someone if you're losing money, right?
Yep.
It doesn't make sense. And so a lot of these things could go away. These scholarship sports could go away and maybe become club sports. Or maybe just schools would just cut it and cut their athletic departments by quite a bit and save a lot of money. So, again, a lot of unintended consequences that I would encourage people to do a little bit more research on before you fully say, yes, this is the direction that we need to go.
Fully agree. All right, we'll get an update next week on Buc-ee's. Enjoy the rest of your week, Richard.
I will. You guys as well.
Thank you very much. Love you. Have a good night. Level Engineering is next. That is Alan Davis. Find out if solar, by the way, is a good fit for you. There's a lot of things tax-wise that are involved. Talk to Alan on each and every one of those today, especially if you've got a business or something that's zoned ag. Call Alan. Find him at klzradio.com.
Alan Davis of Level Engineering wants you to have the whole story about saving money with solar. Everyone knows that solar power saves you money. But the most important savings are all those dollars you won't have to pay the power company. For most homes, that will mean paying thousands less for electricity annually. And the average tax credit for installing solar in your home is 56%. That's more money in your pocket. In addition to the money that you will save each month, solar can add $15,000 or more to the value of your home. And homes with solar panels sell faster than those without. Today's solar energy is a great financial decision on your part when you work with Alan Davis. Alan is the solar money-saving expert. So talk to him directly by going to klzradio.com/solar for a free, no-obligation consultation. Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Just about a minute or so left of this particular hour. And, yeah, I mean, I'm not giving Buc-ee's an ad by any means. But, you know, it's a big deal. They're employing a ton of people. They're a great organization. I've known people personally that have actually worked for them. Cam, who you all knew, she was an intern of ours here and did a lot of our social media and stuff for several years while she was here. She actually went to Texas, worked for Buc-ee's for quite some time. And I heard straight from her mouth it was one of the best organizations she's ever worked for. They take great care of their people, and she would not hesitate to go back to work for them. She went on to a different job after leaving them, but she would not hesitate to go back to work for them. And, yes, they are now up in Colorado, employing a lot of people in the northern end of our state right now. And, yes, Buc-ee's, if you're listening, thank you for coming to Colorado. The owners are fabulous, and we appreciate you building one of the largest Buc-ee's in the entire nation right here in Colorado, and we appreciate that very much. So we'll be back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.